Proclamation number 1851 dated the March 18, 1941. Eruptions. Activity of unbound spirits. As soon as the Earth's core begins to move, an enormous roar will fill the air, for the Earth's surroundings sense the outbreak of the spiritual substances in the Earth's interior and is hugely affected by it. As a result of its sudden freedom, the substance, which hitherto is banished into the hardest of forms, becomes extraordinarily active and influences the already more mature spirits such that the most remarkable changes in nature ensue, since the released spiritual substance, still being at the beginning of its development, tries to shape its process of development according to its own discretion. It would like to embody itself in creations which require a higher degree of maturity. But the spiritual substances in the form object to this, and thus a battle is also fought between the already more mature spirits and the still immature ones, and this results in a turbulent eruption which can be heard in the world. This will be the start of that which shall horrify the whole world. The spiritual substance inside of Earth desires light at and pushes towards the surface, and a sudden change from the region of the totally unredeemed into the realm of spirits which are already nearing redemption is well suited to cause the most incredible events in nature which people cannot explain in an earthly way. Nevertheless, they all have their reasons. The influx of spiritual beings, having decided and thus agreed to become helpfully active, fills the space around the Earth, where the eruptions took place, with this urge to be active, which cannot flourish as yet, and incites the still and bound spirits in the atmosphere into exceptional activity, so that such natural catastrophes are accompanied by inconceivable storms and outbreaks of natural forces, the intensity and effect of which are inconceivable to the human being. As a result, he will also be entirely deprived of his thinking ability. He will be so hard pressed by the spiritual substances that he will lose all rational judgment of the event, and in this weak and passive state he puts up with everything. Once the spiritual substance can manifest itself in some form or other and has allowed its urge of doing something to break through, the eruptions on Earth will subside. That which wants to be helpful separates itself from that which remains in opposition to God, rises to the Earth's surface, and joins a working spiritual being so that the latter's activity will be carried out with greater strength than before. All these beings are as yet still and bound, and they therefore rage in quite a disastrous way. They are stronger than the already bound spirits in the plant and animal world. These spirits cannot offer sufficient resistance and are unable to defend themselves, so that their external form is destroyed by the inbound spirits, and thus many creations are being dissolved by these very natural forces. And this happens with divine approval, for when the time has come which God has set for the termination of such catastrophes, He will place this liberated spiritual substance in external forms again and assign them their work. Thus all kinds of entirely new creations will arise again, that which lives will cease to exist and new life will arise ordained by God. This is why such natural disasters will not last long. The more unrestrained the released forces rage, the sooner will they be banished again. Otherwise it would result in total destruction which, however, is not in accordance with divine will. Only a change of what is in existence, that is, what is intended by God, is allowed, but not the destruction of what exists. Nevertheless, the changes are so enormous that the human being is faced by a divine expression of God which must shake him to the core, if he is not purely worldly minded and merely regards the process in a materialistic sense. If the voice of God does not speak to him during such events, then even the most powerful natural phenomena will fail in their purpose for his soul, and then the spirit in him will still be very far behind, with hardly any other possibility for the spiritual advancement of people who do not realize God's magnitude and omnipotence in such natural catastrophes. Amen.